At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to the Shepherd and Bullish Show. We're going to have a banger today. There's a lot going on in Washington, D.C. with the whole Donald Trump administration, Doge Department. And there's a lot of posts on Twitter and other social media showing some of his actions. Some people are skeptical, some aren't. There's a lot of politicians that look like they're scared they will be criminally charged. There's a high rate of searches on the internet from the Washington, D.C. area of people trying to secure criminal lawyers. And it could get interesting. So today we got this bombshell episode that the establishment, the deep state, doesn't want you to hear. But President Donald Trump appears, I say appears because we have to see fully, but to be gearing up to do everything he promised pretty much. And a lot of it's looking like it's not just talk, but we will have to see. Corrupt politicians, deep state operatives, and the sellouts who have been embedded inside the nation's government for years are starting to sweat. People like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, and others are moving toward a defense posture. It appears some of them are securing legal counsel, and we've watched this for years. We knew that the people were being betrayed. We talked about it on the show for decades on various shows that I've had over the years. I started radio in 2009 on American Freedom Radio. Used to interview up to 5 guests per day. Believe it or not, it was pretty jam-packed, but typically we'd have 1 or 2 guests. David Icke was the first interview I've ever conducted in my life. I interviewed David Icke, and it just went from there. So a lot of these people doing backdoor deals, and Trump even coming out saying, look, he thinks that something was going on. I mean, you don't give people like Zelensky in Ukraine all these billions and trillions of dollars and not expect it to be kicked back in some way. It appears like he might actually be checking into this stuff. Guys, I got to plug the show. I haven't been on as much because the funding's just not there. So I have to go work other jobs. I've been working 16-hour days on my projects and stuff. But if people keep the show going with funding, I'll be on as much as it pays for. I mean, I got tons of bills to pay that are involved with the internet thing, and doing a show takes a lot of preparation, wherewithal, you know, knowing what you're going to talk about and being well versed on all these subjects. And so if you like what you're hearing, you want to add other things to the show. Those other call lines didn't really work out because no one would call because they have to enter PIN numbers and all that. So, you know, call lines are expensive to get going. There's a lot of costs if you want video. They now want $80 a month just for the video portion of it. And then I still got core bills that go along with all this. So please support the show. I do all this with no corporate sponsors. They've taken away all. I've never made money from YouTube, not one penny ever in my life. They've never let me make money from YouTube, not even $1. And they made me take down 1,200 of my videos at one point, and I had over 12 million views at one point on the channel. Now it just says whatever because there's only a couple videos on it, and they've censored me. So, you know, but the American people have been betrayed nonetheless, and it appears that Donald Trump could be checking into this. The question is, who is on the chopping block? I mean, who are these key players? Like, are they worried? Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden, Hunter Biden? Are any of these people going to be held accountable, taken to Guantanamo, and who knows what? But someone needs to handle this. We cannot have the government completely overrun by a deep state. Now, Trump may be trying to get rid of some of these various programs in the government. He's already shut down contracts on a lot of stuff. We're going to be going through the Doge contracts here shortly and checking into some of this stuff. Get my book, Hidden Access Forces Beyond the Visible World, paperback, hardcover, ebook. Links are below. Hit the link tree and it'll take you there, or there's other links below. You can also search it on Amazon Books, Barnes & Noble, and available pretty much in any place books are sold. It's just literally flying off the shelves. It's my top project that I've ever done. I've over two decades of work amalgamated into this pristine book, 272 pages of absolute. I mean, if you like to behold a pale horse, get ready for this, people. A lot of people just buying it from Barnes and Noble. A lot of libraries around the country have already stocked it. A lot of universities bought tons of orders, thousands of books from this supplier that I'm hooked up with. And of course, I won't get paid on any of that for like 3 to 6 months. So, you know, but books are hard to write. I mean, that was two decades of work in the making. And then I think I put 1,500 hours just into writing it. And then it had to go through editing and then graphic design and then print production and all this stuff. So by the time I was said and done, the book cost probably, you know, $50,000 to produce with all the labor and everything that went into it, I would imagine. So I got to recoup those costs from people I borrowed money from. But you will love the book, and it is definitely my best work. Also, I got a new album coming out, but I'm going to release some new singles before that. And it's full on, like basically like pop rap and stuff. So you'll have to check that out here when I release it. So let's talk about this. You know, have they been having secret meetings behind doors, and are they really going to try and shift the power? Probably. I mean, they tried to prosecute Donald Trump for all these crimes and stuff. They went after him. They didn't think he would become president. Now that he's president, he might be going after him with a vengeance. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, he might be going all out now. And I mean, after all, our country is a democracy. We got Elon Musk in there now with the Doge Department. And we're going to see how he does with all this. But there's the AFP's out writing articles saying Doge team raises major cybersecurity concerns. And they say that young engineers deployed across the U.S. government as part of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency have triggered alarm throughout Washington's security establishment. And, you know, the reason it's triggered alarm is because you see a lot of these top figureheads like Bill Gates and others in the circle of the elites starting to get scared. Their U.S. aid is being taken away. All of their money laundering schemes and how they were getting paid off into all their programs is being taken away from them. And we will analyze some of this here on the show. Guys, it's official. Egg prices are at all-time highs. There's a huge spike in these eggs that people eat for breakfast. This is the largest spike in 10 years. And Americans haven't seen this big of a monthly increase in egg prices in over a decade. There is a 15.2% jump. And this brought egg prices to a record high in January of 2025. And gas and housing were two other big pain points in January. Squeezing every last drop of money that Americans have. I think that prices will be going up on a lot of things here in the near future. It's only going to get worse. So, you know, a breakfast, for instance, by the time you're done buying your, you know, a bottle of whipping cream costs about $7-$8 for a good whipping cream. You know, and you know, you got to have pancakes, bacon, eggs, breads, $5-$6 now. It's a glass of milk, you know, $10 a gallon now in some places, especially in Hawaii, where it's even more. And I guess an average breakfast will cost $40 pretty soon, you know, and that'd be great. Lots of people wondering why all this is happening, but all in all, it is inflation. Guys, Sean Diddy Combs involved in all of these Diddy files, now filing $100 million defamation suit against NBC over a documentary that the corporation has been producing, apparently. And this lawsuit, it was filed Wednesday in a Manhattan Supreme Court. It does list NBC Universal, a streaming service and partner of Peacock Production Company, Ample Entertainment. It lists them as defendants in this new lawsuit, and it accuses them of causing Combs severe reputational and economic harm. You know, Diddy did not do this to himself. It was NBC. I think he'll probably get the $100 million payoff because that's how they will keep him out of jail ultimately. So it's more CIA money rolling through the coffers of the CIA branded and Jewish controlled press agencies that are out there. Kanye recently releasing his swastika t-shirt under part number HH-01 for Hail Hitler. And this was on the Yeezy website. All the other products were taken down. He was venting on Twitter about the Jews and basically was making, you know, there was other videos floating around where he was showing how much of the entertainment and Hollywood industry is owned by Jewish interests. And it was astonishing. There was pretty much all companies and all agencies. So it's all controlled and gatekept. And that's why it is so important that shows like mine, which is one of the last ones around, gets independent support from you, the listener, because they will never let us get any kind of other support. Imagine if I had some kind of monthly budget to where we could start promoting this thing and getting it out more. But no. People, they want to have shows like this, but they never want to support them. And I never understood that. I've never understood that. There is some few good listeners that we've had that managed to just barely keep the show alive. And without those listeners and our great moderators and friends of the show, obviously this show wouldn't continue. And it's not like, it's not something I want to do and get paid to do. I actually hate doing this show. I mean, who wants to do a depressing show about all the problems with the world? I mean, it's just really not a fun thing to do. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. And a lot of people aren't willing to do this and get down and really dive in and tell you their real opinion. They just go with the narrative, because you can find other shows. You can go listen to Luke and this and that, but they all magically have the same opinions. And it's like this alternative news opinion of what you're supposed to have, but they don't give you the real. They don't give you the real deal Holyfield. And support the broadcast. Now, Diddy's being a complaint that he filed, that lawyers filed, accuse the documentary that basically defamed him, allegedly. That, you know, he's basically saying these are conspiracy theories and lies. And it's a 99-minute documentary. Diddy, he's 55 years old. He's locked up. He's facing all this time. And there are people defaming him all over YouTube that he's gone after as well. And he's made tons of threats. Guys, if you go to my Twitter profile, you will find a ton of videos on there. Now, a lot of people saying, look, Donald Trump's not going to do anything about any of this, but it appears like he might. Let's listen to this comment that he made yesterday.
You're talking about with regard to all of the investigations that are going on about this stupidity. What we're going to do is tomorrow I'm having a news conference. I'm going to read to you some of the names that hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars have been given to. And if you tell me that we should be giving money to those things, those entities, I think you'll probably have to leave as a reporter because you're not very talented. When you look at the kind of money, billions and billions of dollars being thrown away illegally, and there's no chance, I mean, I say it in front of our attorney general, there's no chance that there's not kickbacks or something going on. When you give millions and millions of dollars to somebody that stands to look at something for 15 minutes and walks away with millions of dollars, that money's coming back in some form. And that's only one form of corruption. The biggest thing is what they do to our country. They're taking massive amounts of money and spending it on items. I went through a list of 200 expenditures that were made, and I found three that looked like they were reasonable. Okay, three. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow. We have a lot of stuff. And I want to commend Elon because he's done a fantastic. He doesn't need this. You know, he's abused by you people.
So Donald Trump right there saying, look, there probably was corruption. Now, the thing is he going to go after these people? Like, he had a chance to lock Hillary Clinton up before and didn't. And then they tried to lock him up. Now maybe he will be changing his tune. Guys, Elon Musk appearing in the White House in what looks like some kind of weird digital mask. Are they really having actors pretend to be Elon Musk and press reporters that know this, that are in on this? You can see this on my Twitter feed. It's pretty bizarre. The president's in the room with them, and it's during that video. You can see it on real videos on television. You can zoom in yourself. It literally looks like they're CGI-ing in real life. Is Elon Musk there? Are these people aliens? Have they taken over the White House? Is the deep state in control? Is that really Donald Trump? These are all questions we will want to know and more. Let's see what this guy said. He's not too sure Donald Trump's going to do much about it. And I'm not either. We'll see. Let's see what he said.
People that are just enthralled with this guy and they stop asking questions. So, guys, let's keep our eyes on the prize here. Let's keep our eyes on reality. Let's keep our eyes on the fact that he is still a politician until he fucking does some major shit. And the major shit that needs to happen isn't exactly the major shit that's happening now. This stuff that was happening now, let's refer to Doge, right? Finding out the American people have been defrauded out of $100 billion of our own tax money in the last couple of years to not only fund problems in other countries, but to fund problems right here at home. I'm glad that he found this out, and I'm glad that he's finding out more and more and more. What I'm not glad about is that I'm not hearing anything about any accountability. I'm not hearing about how we stop the machine from doing this. I'm not hearing any arrests. I'm not hearing even anybody getting their little hands slapped for doing any of this. And that's what needs to happen, guys. Yes, it's great. Yes, we can all scream from the rooftops that Trump is getting this shit figured out, getting it worked out, whatever. But I'm not gonna...
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Start screaming about fucking Trump being the savior until accountability happens. And accountability has yet to happen. Accountability didn't happen in his first term, and it hasn't happened so far in his second term. Now, I get it. I'm going to give him a little bit of time because he's got to prepare the case, assuming he's doing so. But I'll be honest with you guys. I don't think accountability is coming. I don't think any...
He gives him like 2 seconds. He's like, nope, he's not accountable. Let's see what he says. I kind of think like this guy too, but... I'm hoping.
But he's getting arrested. I don't think half of the government, which should be arrested, is going to be. I don't think they are going to be beheaded, which they deserve to be. I don't think they're going to be put in prison for the rest of their lives like they deserve to be. I don't think anything's going to happen. I think this is...
He says they should straight up be beheaded right quick.
...going to happen. I think what's going to happen is the same shit that always happens. A president, the new president comes in, and he uncovers some shit. Now, I get it. This is happening on levels we haven't seen. Unprecedented levels we've never seen before. But it does happen the same way. The new president comes in, discovers some bad shit, brings it to light. He excites the fucking people. And then they stop. They just stop asking questions. They just stop demanding accountability. And by doing that, what happens? The cycle continues. The next president's going to come.
That's true. Now, the only thing different, unless it's all part of a big act and Trump's in on it, the only thing different is they came after Trump legally and he might just straight up be pissed and done with it. So we will see. Now, they're talking a little bit about these JFK files. They found 1,200 more pages, supposedly. Let's see what they say.
We are being told that the FBI has now located thousands of pages of documents that they lost before, specifically relating to JFK. We are going to get through as much as we can. We have a great team of attorneys. We have a great team of investigators looking into this. But it doesn't mean that we won't accept help from the public. And so we will be setting up a place for collection for people to present information. But again, this is about
They literally have a guy that came forward and admitted he was the killer and has all the details, and he's in prison. His name is James Files, and they're not even investigating it.
Transparency. The government works for us. There have been people, I think, in power for too long that try to silo us and keep us in the dark, but that stops today. You're seeing that same message come out of the White House, out of the CIA, the FBI, and every other agency in between. So we are very happy to have the support of all of those individuals, happy to have the support of Chairman Comer and Speaker Jones.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. Let's see what this guy says.
Oh, when's the food price gonna come down? When is the food cost gonna come down? Oh, the cost of eggs. Shut the fuck up! Biden didn't do shit. He pooped his diaper. He slept all day. He dribbled into a microphone and couldn't even walk up a fucking flight of stairs without getting toilet paper stuck to his feet. So what the fuck are you talking about? He was a goddamn placeholder. And then you were going to vote in an empty pantsuit? Who wasn't going to do shit? Trump hasn't even been in office for 40 fucking days. But he's already got a $1 trillion deal with Japan for natural gas. He already got the border secure. He's already fighting corruption. Oh, but that shit doesn't matter. That right there doesn't matter. That your tax money is going everywhere else. $59 million to put up illegals? But oh! What's the cost of eggs? Shove it up your collective Democratic asses. No one fucking cares. Your side had years and years and years, but they dug a hole to fucking Inflationville like a bunch of assholes. And you want to complain about food because it's the only fucking gripe you got left, because your side is a pathetic bunch of fucking puberty blocker, psycho, delusional losers who can't get over the fact that you lost. So I need you all to shut the fuck up. And that's not just a message from me. That's a message from MAGA and the 70, 80 million motherfuckers that voted Donald Trump in, who knew exactly what we were getting. I don't want to hear shit about 750 years old.
He's pissed. Now, here's some trans man who's masquerading as a woman. Let's see what he says.
So I just got done shopping at the mall, and one of the hilarious things I absolutely love about these things going down is the two dozen or so women who, some of them actually walked into the store that I was in just to tell me how beautiful I am.
Oh, you're
while,
so beautiful.
You know, the entire time, men are so afraid of me. They can't look at me. They look away. They can't smile at me because they're so freaking afraid of me. Because
you look like a fucking freak.
That they like me somehow, or that I'm pretty. And that absolutely terrifies the ever-living fuck out of them. So,
no, I don't think so. That guy's a freak. Let's listen to this lady. Now, this lady... You know, I can't even raise a dollar for the show, no matter, you know, how much effort I put into it or anything. And this lady, she has the government give her $8,000 a month, $4,000 in food money, in food stamps alone. I mean, these Americans are living high off the hog.
I got a DHS letter in the mail this morning, and I just now opened it. And somebody reported me to the state of Michigan because I'm making money on TikTok and I drive a 2024 BMW. They have cut my food stamps from almost $4,000 a month down to $88 a month. They are telling me if I want a review.
$4,000 a month is fucking bitch gets to fucking feed her fucking belly, and I can't even make a dollar.
That I have to sell my car.
Bitch drives
so
a BMW. I gotta walk everywhere.
On welfare, food stamps, cash assistance.
Oh hell no, bitches.
You can't drive a nice car.
Oh hell no.
They are
hell
forcing
no.
me to sell.
Oh,
my
sell
brand
that shit,
new-
bitch. Shit, that's crazy. That's crazy. Now, President Trump getting into this stuff pretty deep with the Doge department, and Doge even has its own Twitter feed where they are posting a lot of the contracts that they are canceling and stuff like this. Now this guy's not this guy doesn't like how FEMA spent the taxpayer dollars.
Doge is doing a terrific job. You know, the crazy part about all this is that people with common sense like me can see that they're only fighting to prevent the truth from coming out. These people are literally fighting to keep corruption in place. Like, oh my God. Why would you ever let something like $59 million from FEMA going towards illegal migrants being housed in luxury hotels? Why would you ever not want to know this as an American?
Yeah.
When you got your own American brothers and sisters, your citizens, your fellow Americans in North Carolina, the ones who paid to make that $59 million possible, staying in tents. When our government says, forget us, we're going to take care of everybody else, we can't stand you Americans. But using the very money that we slave for to make sure everybody else is okay except us. And y'all standing behind this trash. Like, come on, bro. Where's your compassion, Americans, Democrats? Like, come on now. Man, these liberals are so far away from reality that they are going to the very bottom of these fools in their hearts that try to have some sort of support. And they are attacking Doge with every inch of energy in their body. Because they know he's going to keep uncovering more and more and more corruption from these thieves and these deceitful people, these evil beings that really hate Americans. They are with the globalist agenda, and now it's coming out. I am one who pays taxes. I file income taxes in the beginning of every year. I never, ever wanted to see my tax dollars going towards how fast a shrimp can run on a treadmill. Come on. These folks say there's still a systematic racism taking place that's aimed against black people. Like, come, really? Is it aimed against? It can't be aimed against black people because.
So, this guy, he's got a lot of points there. Definitely do not want to waste American taxpayer dollars and have them going to all these crazy studies that are being funded, various contracts that are going on that Doge is canceling. By the way, like, Doge canceled a three DEI contracts that saved $45 million. They posted evidence of that. 58 cancellations with a savings of $150 million. In certain categories like media, DEI, and consulting, $405,000 for Department of Homeland Security. They're also, Trump's planning to end the Department of Education because it's just been a total failure and it's just teaching kids how to become gay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why hasn't this guy gone away permanently and failed to breathe? Because, this is insane. Bill Gates is now proposing that germ teams be established to test the resilience of the world and basically start pandemics. So they're going to go send out teams with bioweapons on them, basically to go walk through populations to see if they can kill everyone.
The team will need to regularly organize outbreak simulations, germ games that test the global response system and finds the weak spots. We do that for war, we do that for fire, we do that for earthquakes, and now we need to make sure we do it for pandemics.
Oh, yeah.
This team would keep their skills fresh, helping get rid of polio, get rid of malaria, get rid of measles and other infectious diseases. So they'll have immense value even in the years where we don't have a pandemic threat. I think it's a critical step to to build.
So they're going to go infect people with measles, herpes, malaria, all this shit, AIDS, and just say, oh, yeah, that's how we test everything to see how fast we were notified about it. So that's where they are going with that. Now, a contractor living off of 20 years of taxpayer dollars called a radio station because her USAID gravy train has been stopped and she lost her job. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is comical. And if this doesn't piss you off, I don't know what will. If you don't start a civil war over this, you're not the first one over the bridge or whatever on this. I don't know what to do. There's no saving America.
I lost my job as a contractor for USAID about a week and a half ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol.
What's that feel like?
It feels terrible. I mean, I've been working for USAID for over 20 years. And Tuesday night, I got an email that I was fired, effective immediately, and I had to find health insurance in 3 days.
Aww.
Not to mention, I moved down here to work in D.C. Now I have to move back to Massachusetts and figure out the rest of my life. Whether they intend to be cruel, I don't know, but it is cruel.
Before you go, are you getting another paycheck or not?
No.
So that's it?
No,
no severance,
over.
No nothing. No health insurance, nothing.
They act like it's bad. The whole USAID thing was a scam. They were scamming people. This lady was working as part of a fraud. I doubt she knew it was like that, but essentially the whole USAID thing they proved was fraud. And Democrats, they don't want Doge. There's subcommittees going out after this, and they're trying to stop the Doge.
Conference. Can you elaborate on what the president is thinking at this point?
Well, again, that's another example. There's a very long list of the fraud, waste, and abuse that Doge is identifying on a daily basis. Elon Musk also talked about yesterday about Social Security payments that are going out the door for people who are no longer with us, unfortunately. I would say that is certainly fraud. There's also a lot of contracts they've identified that, just as a hypothetical example, are $1 million, but only 500,000 went out the door. So where's the rest of that cash? And so that's the thing. Those are the things that Doge is working on every single day. And I would just remind everybody in this room, this is what President Trump campaigned on doing. He's delivering on a promise that 77 million people elected him to do.
Wow. So we'll see what's going on with that, you know, here in the future. And, you know, how hardcore he is going to get with this. But Tulsi Gabbard has been confirmed as the Director of National Intelligence. And this really tripped up John Bolton, the USAID alumni. Let's listen.
Well, I think Putin couldn't be happier. I tell you, they're drinking vodka straight out of the bottle in the Kremlin tonight. It was a great day for Moscow. I think Tulsi Gabbard's role as Director of National Intelligence is going to be extremely harmful to our national security. I think many allies are now going to think twice before they share intelligence with us. I think it'll impair our ability to gain confidence around the world. It was one of his worst nominations, beyond a doubt.
Ambassador John Bolton, thank you for your perspective tonight.
Thank you.
So they're pushing the propaganda, trying to let the people know that when this corruption is exposed, that, you know, everything else was just setting them up and all this shit or something, like they're getting ready. Looks like Putin and Trump might be meeting sometime in the near future. But $1 trillion American taxpayer dollars were stolen during the pandemic, and 70% of that went overseas.
We have internal threat, but you also mentioned transnational fraud rings, terrorist organizations, nation states, North Korea, nuclear weapons programs funded by our tax dollars, China, Nigeria, Iran, Russia, not our friends necessarily, that are being funded by taxpayer dollars. Could you give us some examples of how this is happening?
God, So when you think about what happened during the pandemic, $1 trillion was stolen. 70% of that money went overseas. And I can give you some examples. In a Western state, they had more people applying for unemployment insurance benefits than they had individuals over 18. The people that were stealing the money from Romania were using it to facilitate other fraud schemes that include fentanyl, that include doing things to impact our democracy. On the insider threat, right, the first thing you have to say, and my dad was a public servant, is 99% of people that work in the public sector are honest, hardworking individuals. But there are some.
I don't believe that.
And what you need is data and technology to root that out. There were examples during the pandemic. There were some examples even of last week where people got into the Medicaid system in a southern, in a western state and stole $50 million in less than 4 months. So you have to have these controls in place.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
These aren't individual.
We need controls in place. Absolutely. I agree. And a lot of these people have sold out the United States, these politicians, and they've literally just sold us out completely. So I don't know what else to cover, just the fact that, you know, the White House press secretary is pretty ballsy, going around handling those press pretty well. So that's good. She seems like she has everything under control. So
we're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York. We have filed charges against Kathy Hochul. We have filed charges against Letitia James and Mark Schroeder, who is with DMV. This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me, who you're going to hear from in a moment. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today. We're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York. We have filed charges against Kathy Hochul. We have filed charges against Letitia James and Mark Schroeder, who is with DMV. This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me, who you're going to hear from in a moment. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens.
Yep. So there it is, people. They appear to be actually bringing charges up against people. So we will see what happens. Guys, I'll be back on later. Please support the show so I can get better features, keep everything going, and all of that stuff. I hope you all have a good day. See you later on. Have a good day. Shepherd Ambella Show. Links below. Scan the QR code. Get the book.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs,
plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.